Most people know Elon Musk and the Tesla brand, but do you know how they started and how they created such a compelling vision? Well, in this episode, I go over what makes Tesla unique and how they created a vision that was so clear they communicate it through everything they do as a brand, and how you can do the same. Welcome to the Unified Brand Podcast, brought to you by Elements Brand Management, a weekly brand building and brand strategy podcast to help you unlock your brand's potential, stand out from the competition, and create impact. There are not many brands that are so clear on their purpose and their vision that the general population could roughly tell you what they are. But in Tesla's case, they have so effectively communicated this compelling future that we can not only see that future, and we can see they're headed in that direction, but we believe that Elon Musk is going to take them there. So where did it all start? Tesla was founded in 2003 by Martin Eberhard and Mark Tarpenning in San Carlos, California. It was originally called Tesla Motors, a name that changed in 2017 to just being Tesla. The company was named after 19th century innovator, inventor, and visionary Nikola Tesla, who is best known for discovering the properties of rotating electromagnetic fields. In 2004, fresh from the sale of PayPal, Elon Musk invested $30 million into Tesla, becoming the chairman of the board of directors. This was followed in 2008 with the launch of the Tesla Roadster, an entirely electric vehicle, first of its kind to be entirely electric, that actually could match some of the consumer demand. So a lot of the previous electric cars had low battery power, so they couldn't reach some of the speeds that sports cars would. But the Tesla Roadster managed to have a powerful enough battery to be able to do this. In the same year, Elon Musk took over as the CEO, moving away from the Roadster. In 2011, Tesla launched the Model S, an all-electric sedan that was three quarters of the price of the Roadster. And this was followed in 2012 by a series of freestanding charging stations, which were free for Tesla owners to use. And finally, in 2017, Tesla dropped Motors from its company name. The reason for doing this was that Elon Musk had stated that in the future, Tesla is going to be a brand that provides energy solutions across multiple sectors. And it didn't want to be hindered by just having Motors as part of the company name. The vision was much bigger. So why is Tesla's mission and vision so compelling? Now, Tesla's vision is to create the most compelling car company of the 21st century by driving the world's transition to electric vehicles. And Tesla's mission is to accelerate the world's transition to sustainable energy. The beauty of these two statements is they're focused on clarity and simplicity that allows people to be able to see that picture. They want to be able to see that future vision. It needs to be easy to bring up for them because this helps them to start moving towards it or helping your brand move towards it. A great example of this is Donald Miller from Building a Story Brand. He talks about John F. Kennedy. One of the statements that he made was, "I will put a man on the moon." And this is something that is very easy to envisage. And the people at the time who were following that, they could buy into it because they could see that picture, that future vision. And like Tesla, it's clear, it's simple, and it's focused. Now, Tesla have been able to communicate their vision, not by sitting there and reading out their vision statement continually, but by their actions. So by what they do as a company, because they are so focused, it's easy for everyone to see where they're trying to get to. By every decision they make, everything they do as a brand, you can see where they're trying to head to. Now, there have been occasions where Elon Musk has talked about the vision of Tesla and what they're doing. But even without hearing that or not knowing what that vision is, you have a pretty good idea roughly of where Tesla are headed. How can you create a clear vision your audience can picture? You need to start with focus and clarity. So every decision that Tesla makes will be through the lens of that vision. So everything they do is going to move them closer to that vision, or they're going to decide not to do it, which would take them away from the vision. So they're always staying focused and they're always staying on point. And you only get this when you have a really clear vision that everyone can picture and everyone can move towards. Transparency. So the one thing Tesla are with their projects, their prototypes, and their ideas is transparent. And the reason they're doing this is it helps to educate us on their vision. So the more they talk about their future projects, prototypes, and ideas, the more we can see where they're trying to head to, which means that that vision of the future that they want us to buy into is easier for us to buy into if we can see where they're headed. Be repetitive. So Tesla might not read out the vision statement every single day or in every press conference, but what they do is everything they do points towards that vision. They're continually and consistently living that vision. With everything they do, every decision they make, it points towards that future picture they're heading towards. And that helps us to see that through repetition. Get your audience involved. Tesla makes the audience feel as though they are a big part of the journey and evolution of the brand. This is similar to how Apple and Steve Jobs used to do things. And it's like we're invited into the brand and we're part of it, and we help to shape that future and help it towards that vision. So when creating your vision for your brand, make sure it is focused and simple. Make sure you're transparent with your audience. Make sure you get some involvement, get them to join in. And most importantly, be repetitive with it. So everything you do wants to line up towards that vision. So making sure that is consistent, you're being continual with it. And this will help you to create a compelling vision for the future of your brand that your audience will be able to see without you telling them, or at least know which direction you're headed in and that they want to buy into. We've just put together a weekly brand tip video series, which is designed to help you to unlock your brand's potential and stand out from the competition. And if you're interested, if you just go to elementsbrandmanagement, all one word, .co.uk/weekly-brand-tips, sign up and you'll be delivered a 3 to 5 minute video a week straight to your inbox. I'll put a link in the show notes if you're interested. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to receive more, you can subscribe in all the usual places. We're talking iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher. Please, if you get a chance, rate and review. It helps the podcast to kind of get a bit more visibility and allows us to keep on producing these podcasts. Have a great week. Catch up soon. Keep those brands unified.